podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 11, with verses 20 through 22. By faith regarding things still to come, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. By faith, Jacob, when dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and bowed in worship, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, near the end of his life, spoke of the exodus of the Israelites and gave instructions about his bones. You know, all my life I've had a faith that resonated a holy place within my soul that was hard to relate after finding terror and excess given by fate, yet garnering God was hard to state until I knew he had saved me by his grace. We all have this sense of God in our lives, maybe stating that our church is our home, where we pray daily, holding each accountable for the process of life, while God beckons you to a community that has the breath of Christ, resonating salvation that makes us think twice. Faith is what takes us to this place of surrender. No matter the secret you hold or the place God has you to render, Him first in every thought, to find a community that will practice, pray, and proclaim the divine. This is what we do here at Universal Utterings each day. We call out to our Father in faith, inspired by God, the Spirit of Truth, to live by His food and holy drink. Sometimes we write and sometimes we talk. We don't always see everything we might balk. The spelling of our words might come backwards to you. But once you see Christ, you'll see what it means to be new. This is the breath that I speak of each day. That breath of Christ, resonating salvation that makes us want to pray. Amen. Join me as we pray our prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others who have no one to speak for them on this beautiful day of love. As we pray for country of Ukraine. And in the Holy Spirit, we pray for the brothers in Kairos and in blue as we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 11. It's verses 20 through 22. We have a two-stanza poem this morning. It's ongoing. It's titled, Coming Things Regarded Faith. Coming things regarded faith. Esau and Joseph blessed by Isaac. In dying, Jacob's faith gave sons each blessing. Worship bowing, staff top leaning, faith confessing. Joseph's faith, life's end report. Exodus spoke of nothing more to retort. Instructions given, bones his to store. Return and take when Israel builds its fort. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's May 16, 2022. We're recording this morning at 6:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're closing this morning at 6:09. We're feeling right with the divine as Universal Utterings is on time, garnering the spirit of love, faith, and hope. I hope you make each day productive. Don't be a dope. Saying hello to my good friends, John and Marie. God bless you too, and peace be with you all as we close in the name of Jesus at 6:09. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you all in Jesus' name.